on the positive side, I think what the president did a few days ago in establishing this $20 billion open-ended fund, he did something that did not happen in the Exxon spill, and something that was very, very important. You know, after the Exxon spill, the fishermen, the communities that were harmed, had to go to court to fight Exxon to get some compensation, and they ended up getting a $5 billion settlement from a jury. And by the time that worked its way all the way through to the Supreme Court, because Exxon appealed it with their many lawyers, they ended up getting about 7 to 12 cents on a dollar and a $500 million settlement. Over 20% of the people who were harmed never got a dime before they died. And so that was justice delayed, and it never really ended up being just, because they didn't get what they deserved in terms of a settlement. And so by the president establishing this $20 billion fund, I think he has protected the people in the Gulf from this kind of long and drawn out legal battle to try to get recovery. And, you know, so I think that was a very, very important moment. And we hope certainly that some of that money will also be made available to help restore the damaged wetlands.
I hope so. In a way, we're lucky that it was BP that had this spill, because they've got the financial muscle, I hope, without going belly up, to get us through to the other end, whatever the other end of this is going to be. They're a large company, and they're really taking a lot of terrible hits, and probably deservedly so, for what we're hearing were the mistakes, misjudgments, things that went wrong with equipment, all the human error, all the rest of it. They're probably taking all the deserved hits, but it is pretty rough, and it's a good thing it's BP, because they do have the money to do this, and that's about as much as I can say that's positive for BP right now, as much as I can muster up. So you're directly involved, I suppose, in efforts to help clean up, you know, the wildlife that are being impacted, all the oiled birds and all the... Is this the end of our seafood supply from the Gulf, or is that an overreach? Is that too much to say?
I think it's an overreach. First of all, I want to step back a bit. We're involved in the search part of the search and rescue. We've been dispatching groups of volunteers to identify where birds are showing up and where turtles are being oiled. And but BP has other groups under contract to clean up these birds and animals, and so we have decided not to take any money from BP and to stay out of that part of it. But to get back to your question, the issue we have is that there are certain places where the oil will have enormous impact on the fish and shellfish. oysters, for example, can magnify the concentration of oil by a factor of 1,000. So if you have one part per million oil in the water, oysters can magnify that to 1,000 parts per million. So it will take a long time to get the oil concentrations down to the point where you won't be able to, you know, smell or taste or have a negative effect on your food in certain areas because of this biomagnification problem. But we expect that over time that may recover. We also would hope that there are other places in the Gulf where there are, you know, shrimp and blue crabs and that sort of thing that haven't gotten oiled. In those places, certainly, it's still acceptable and safe to eat the food. And it's our hope that the federal government does a good job of monitoring. And I think to date, they seem to be doing a good job of responding to oil movement and making sure that the public is not consuming contaminated fish.
Well, I guess fishing is now banned in what, about a third of the entire Gulf?
Yeah, it's a real sad story, you know, when you're down at these fishing marinas, because, you know, this is one of the real hot spots for recreational fishermen, as well as the commercial takes that I talked about earlier. And in fact, we did a telephone call with sportsmen and had over 9,000 hunters and anglers on the phone with us because they wanted to find out what was happening to the places where they fish and where they hunt. And they're very concerned because these are some really great places for those who enjoy fishing and hunting.
Mm-hmm. There's been obviously a lot of comparison between the BP disaster and Exxon Valdez. In orders of magnitude, what do we know right now? How much worse is this than Exxon Valdez?
Well, it depends on the numbers that you use, but you know, certainly we're at least 10 times worse today, and maybe much more because of the sheer volume of oil spilling. But it's not a straight line relationship. The oil that was dumped from the Exxon Valdez was a sour crude. This is a sweet crude. The water temperatures in the Prince William Sound were lower, and it was a one-time event. You know, when the Exxon Valdez struck the Bly Reef, it dumped its load fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, here we have this you know, day in and day out pouring of you know, large quantities of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. So there are other factors that are at play here, and it's also being spewed at 1 mile down as opposed to being spilt on the surface. So, you know, there are you know, differences, and but this spill is so much greater than that. It's hard to even make the comparison.
Even compare.